There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to cover here. We didn't get to a lot of the, stories that I wanted to get to. So it looks like I'm kind of doing some catch up, but that's okay because we're talking about men, sex, and all that other stuff. So I kind of got a little bit distracted. And then, of course, also very, very distracting is anything that has to do with football. And so one of the real big headlines that we've seen this week is San Francisco 49ers linebacker Chris Borland, only 24 years old, leading rookie last year, has turned down a four-year, $3 million contract. Why? Well, he doesn't want to get any more brain damage or brain injuries or repeated head trauma that he's already had to sustain. From what we understand, he had two concussions already prior to making this announcement. He is retiring from the NFL only at age 24 over the health concerns related to repeated health trauma. This is according to ESPN. ESPN reported he was retiring over these health concerns, which has been an issue that has been plaguing the league and also prompted a massive lawsuit a couple years ago against the NFL. According to Borland, he told ESPN's Outside the Lines, "I just honestly want to do what's best for my health. From what I've researched and what I've experienced, I don't think it's worth the risk." He continued, "I just want to live a long and healthy life, and I don't want to have any neurological diseases or die younger than I would otherwise." Good for him. This takes a lot of cojones to do, and I am really proud of him. Now, the 49ers did not specify in the statement why Borland chose to leave after just one season. They said, "From speaking to Chris, it is evident that he had put a great deal of thought into this decision. He was a consummate professional from day one," according to 49ers general manager Trent I should know all the manager names, but I don't. Hey, cut me some slack, okay? Look, I could tell you every type of chocolate cake out there. Alright, I just don't know how to pronounce all the general managers. And in a statement he says, "While unexpected, we certainly respect Chris's decision." Now, Borland's a linebacker, okay? I think what, about 108 tackles he registered, quarterback sack, two interceptions, and I guess earned a lot of several Rookie of the Week and Rookie of the Month honors. Then he had an ankle injury in December that ended his season. He has sustained a couple concussions, and so now, of course, he's concerned. Now, you know, it's interesting. He is probably the most prominent NFL player, they're saying, that is, quote-unquote, from Daily Mail, turning his back on a rich contract, a four-year deal worth just under $3 million. Now, you know, I don't know much about these contracts, and I wish we could interview somebody who does. But I'm wondering, you know, is the contract still in place? Like, for example, let's say he got hurt again, okay? And if he gets hurt again and he can't play, does he still get the money in the contract? My guess is they would, okay? You know, because obviously that's on-the-job injuries, et cetera. But, you know, think about it. So it's under $3 million. So let's say it's a $2.9 million contract, right? But then, remember, you got to take out taxes. So you take away taxes. And taxes in that bracket is probably about, what, 33-35%? All right. So $1 million is what, maybe less than $1 million, $800,000 is what he would take home, which is still phenomenal, okay? Unless, of course, he has to pay his agent and pay, et cetera. So let's say he's taking $500,000 home. If this is how he calculated it, I agree 1,000% with him of saying no thank you, no more. You know, the other thing, too, is, you know, I mean, you look at the Mannings and et cetera, and you know, you could be older in football. 24 is not old in football, but by the time that contract ends, when he's 28 years old, this guy is doing some smart thinking. And everyone's like, oh, my God, he's turning down a $3 million contract. It's under $3 million. We're not talking taxes. We're not talking all the other sort of commissions he has to pay. And by the time he gets out at 28, 28 is still young. If he isn't a multimillionaire that could basically retire for life, and he's not getting all the, endorsements, etc., I mean, he's going to have to find some sort of work, especially if he doesn't get contract renewal. And so this guy is thinking exactly what a smart person should. I'm pretty impressed. It's just, it's a shame he had to make that decision. I think it is really, really a shame that we have young men and women, athletes, getting hurt to the point where they have to make a decision of having a lifelong disability or cutting short their career. This is not the type of decision people need to make. And I actually feel bad for him. I really, really do. This must really, really blow. His football career, he is now ending because he doesn't want to get any more concussions. And it's a shame he had to sustain the first two. And you know, you see what these guys do. And this is what we're paying for. This is exactly what we're paying for. We're paying to watch these guys go at it. You know, it's funny. My kids were playing lacrosse. And they were playing lacrosse. And it was kind of boring. You know, they were kind of running around. You know, my kids really weren't doing much. You know, they were like, gosh, you could see they were like, oh, please, ball don't come to me. But they get in there. I mean, they get active. They get in there. They're good team players. But, you know, you could see they're a little apprehensive because they're still kind of new to the game. And, you know, nothing was really happening. And, you know, you start to hear the parents going, come on, guys, knock the ball out of the other players. Get aggressive. Get aggressive. And I'm like, no, I don't want the babies getting hurt. I don't want the babies getting hurt. But then there was another game, and, boy, they were getting aggressive. So, you know, the coach talked to them. And they were knocking, you know, with the lacrosse thing, you can hit each other with a stick. You can knock the ball out of each other's hands. And you start to see the crowd go, yeah, yeah, now we're talking. This is what people want. People want to see people hit and get into fights and pile-ups. This is what sells. And I just good for Borland making this decision. I'm proud of him. I really am. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And then, please thank Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. I know a lot of you guys send them emails going, why the hell is Dr. Dahlia on the air? You know what? One of these days, write a nice email to Genesis Communication Network. And also, please, please, don't rip on Tom. Just because Tom works the dials does not mean that Tom has any control over the content, okay? All right? So cut him some slack, too. He's the one working the dials and allowing this to happen, okay? Be nice. All right, so diet soda could be giving us belly fat. What? Visceral fat is the fat that we don't want, okay? I know a lot of us are like, well, as long as my chin looks good and my tissue looks good. However, Visceral fat is the fat that deposits around the organs. And this type of fat that deposits around your liver and the heart and the bowel, etc., puts us at risk for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, etc. Now, there's a new study from the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio. But it set out to determine if there was a connection between diet soda consumption and visceral fat. If there is, the authors reasoned it may partially explain the connection between artificial sweeteners and chronic diabetes and other sorts of chronic illnesses. So the researchers followed 750 European American and Mexican American people over the age of 65, and they watched them for about 10 years. The researchers had them answer questions about their diets, exercise routines, and other lifestyle habits. They also took measurements of their height, weight, and waist circumference at several intervals throughout the study period. It turned out that people who drank the most diet soda, at least one drink per day, get this, guys, had a much steeper rise in waist circumference over the years than those who didn't drink it at all. After adjusting for the variables like smoking status, age, activity level, etc., the results were still crazy. Waist circumference increased 0.8 inches for non-diet soda drinkers and 1.83 for occasional drinkers and 3.16 for daily drinkers of diet soda. Now, the researchers did not adjust for calorie intake, so maybe it could be, well, people drinking diet soda think, well, I could have the piece of chocolate cake because I had diet soda. All right? But here's the thing. Okay, I've talked to you guys about why I think diet sodas cause you to gain weight. I think diet sodas can cause you to gain weight just like regular sodas can. Why? Because a lot of our weight issues is our body getting wigged out about what's happening to it and slowing down metabolism. All right? So, well, there's some other theories that I'll tell you about, but my theory is you eat something sweet. All right? Sweet tasting. Now, your body, when it's in the mouth, doesn't realize yet that it's an artificial sweetener. Your body is going to figure out that it's fake sugar later as it gets to the small intestine. So, meanwhile, you're now eating something that's sweet. Okay? So, your body's like, whoa, sweet's coming. So, it shoots out the insulin. And the insulin is already expecting sugar. All of a sudden, here comes the food down the esophagus, and then into the stomach, then into the small intestine, and the body's like, wait a second, hold the phone. Okay, where's the sugar? Where's the sucrose? Where's the fructose? Where's the glucose? I'm supposed to be breaking this stuff down. Where is it? Well, there's the artificial sweetener that's there. And they're like, well, wait, what's this? Okay, wait a second. Where's the sugar? Where's my sugar? And it's not coming. So the body's like, okay, hold the phone, guys. This is weird. This is wigging us out. Just everybody stop what you're doing. Why? What's going on, Bob? Just stop. But why is Bob stopping the line? Just everybody stop for a second. Just stop. We aren't getting regular sugar here, so I don't know what the hell we're supposed to do. Just nobody do nothing. No metabolize nothing. Nobody do nothing until we get the food, because food is supposed to come, and it's not coming yet. We're only seeing this artificial sweetener crap, so maybe something's coming around the bend. Okay, well, then the body's like, wait a second, you know, come on, man, Bob, let the assembly line go on. You know, and Bob's like, no, not yet. They're like, dude, well, what do we do? I don't know, but we're supposed to get food. Now, you got other factors involved in the assembly line going, oh, wait a second, okay, you know, Bob's not going to let us do our job, and we're not going to get to go home early unless there's food. So why don't you make Dahlia hungry? Just make her hungry so she gets food, so Bob is happy that he's got some food, and then we can let the assembly line go. So now I'm sitting here drinking a diet soda, and I start to get hungry. I start to get hungry about maybe 15, 20 minutes into my diet soda. Why? I got all this insulin circulating, and I just get hungry. So now I'm like, well, I better eat something. Okay, so now food's coming. And Bob's like, okay, I knew we were going to get some sort of food. I don't know what the hell that was. So, you know, food. Okay, everybody else is high-fiving each other that they tricked Bob. And then the sugar comes down the system, metabolized, etc. All right, but Bob's like, guys, don't go into full gear. This kind of messed us up. So let's work at half staff, half mode. Work at half power until we figure out what's going on. And that's why I think we have metabolism slowing down. No, I don't hear voices. I do not hear voices. But this is what I think happens in the gut when you drink diet soda. Now, let's take a look at, let me see here. Let's take a look at what their theories are. Okay, so they think that sometimes these artificial sweeteners could shift the assortment of friendly bacteria in the gut. This is according to Forbes magazine. Now, remember, there was a study that said if your gut bacteria is off, okay, in mice and men, etc., then you aren't going to digest and metabolize food. So maybe what's happening is the gut bacteria doesn't know what the hell to do with the artificial sweeteners. It changes the whole momentum. It changes the whole diversity of the flora. And now you start to gain weight. Okay, that's one theory. I'm kind of intrigued by this whole gut bacteria thing, but I'm definitely kind of, you know, having some issues there. All right, I don't know. I don't know if I buy it yet. I'm still trying to figure that out. Okay, next. They say the drinks are acidic. Acid could play a role with the bacteria of the gut. They say the gut, according to Sharon Fowler, the gut microbiome is like our personal inner rainforest. I know a lot of you guys think your underarm is a rainforest. Well, according to her, she says the microbiome is like a personal inner rainforest. If our intestines are like an ecosystem, then highly acidic drinks like acid rain, like sodas day after day, is going to be comparable to like acid rain. To borrow from Austin Powers, she says it's not a consequence-free environment. I don't remember Austin Powers saying that. I remember Austin Powers saying shagadelic, but that's okay. We'll move on. Next, Fowler also points out that diet sodas are hypersweet, which might trick our bodies into behaving differently. We have sweet receptors on our tongue. See, this is what I said. This was my theory, you see? If these sweet receptors are getting hyperactivated, they may be triggering the release of insulin, and the body doesn't need it, then you get insulin resistance. Thank you. That's what I was saying. Not as eloquently put, but that's what I was saying. It's about time somebody backs me up here. Now, I went to medical school for crying out loud. I know some of the stuff I'm talking about. Or it could be psychological, they say. Okay? Right? So maybe we're just getting just body fat because we're getting it. So here's the thing, guys. You got to stop the soda. Give your body drinks that they want, okay? Give your body the fuel it needs. Your body can only do so much. You know, I'm really freaking out about diet soda because, you know, my mother-in-law had just died a few weeks ago. And she had died from a biliary type of cancer. May she rest in peace. And, you know, I don't know how the hell she could have gotten that because it wasn't in the family. And then you start to wonder, well, could it have been diet sodas? What? You know, so I don't know. And I think when it comes to soda pop, we just don't know. So if we don't know, when in doubt, leave it out. That's what I tell people. And drink well, etc. You know, just like with Obama. A lot of us had some doubt if he could be a good president. When in doubt, leave him out of the presidency. But it didn't work that way. All right, 1-877-TALK-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I'm just frustrated, man. I'm just frustrated. Yeah, apparently there's a study that came out saying only 1/3 of uninsured Americans actually got coverage when Obamacare kicked in. Now, they say the uninsured rate dropped. And I have to admit, a lot of my patients that didn't have insurance got some sort of insurance. But what's very, very interesting is a lot of people don't realize what they got. So I have people coming in with this insurance that I thought I took, they thought I took, and we come to find out that it's like an HMO type that nobody knows what the heck is going on. And we've had a lot of people upset. We've had a lot of people who had PPO insurance, regular insurance, good insurance. No changes through them, no changes through their job. And all of a sudden, they're getting rejections, and the doctors are getting rejections, saying, nope, not eligible. And the patient's like, what the hell are you talking about? I've been paying premiums. Why am I not eligible? Well, you have an HMO plan. The patient's like, what the hell are you talking about? I don't have an HMO plan. I never asked for that, and the boss never purchased that. So you have a lot of people not know what they have. And people who think they have insurance, when they act, they say they have insurance, they're notifying their, you know, their accountant, look, I have insurance, etc. And it's not covering anything. So it's frustrating. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, a lot of us kind of get through our daily household life, okay, unscathed. You don't tick off the wife, you don't tick off the kids, you didn't make your neighbors mad. Yeah, the dog and cat are probably ticked off. Like, I know my cat always gets mad at me because he goes pee-pee in the house, And then I get mad at him, and then I yell at him, and I say, you can leave me alone, you're not allowed in this whole area. And then when I start to block off and quarantine off the house, you know, because he did a pee-pee in it, he gets mad at me. But, you know, for the most part, you guys get to work. And you get to work, and you're good. All right? You're like, man, I made it. Only to come to work to tick off your colleagues. So let's kind of take a look at some of the things you guys are doing to ticking off your colleagues. Okay, here we go. La, 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 la. All right. So apparently there's a study that looks at some of the worst things workers notice their colleagues do. Being late, leaving messy desk, being the boss's pet. Remember being teacher's pet? I loved being teacher's pet. When I was called teacher's pet in the first grade or the second grade, I thought I was the bomb. I was like, okay, this is the coolest thing ever. Yeah, I'm teacher's pet. But my sister's like, no, being teacher's pet is like not good. Okay, you don't want to be teacher's pet. Like, why the hell not? And many people really, really can't stand their colleagues. Okay, so for example, women, this is what women hate, okay? Women hate the following. One, if there's smelly food, I can't stand that. I love my staff. I have phenomenal staff. But when somebody cooks something that completely reeks and it completely stinks up the whole entire office, I'm like, are you kidding me, really? Okay? If your colleagues, and again, I don't know if I could say colleague as an employer, but I'm trying to think when else I was in like an office type setting. Yeah, sure. Anyway, being late. Being late when your coworker comes in late, that messes you up. That could make you look bad. That stinks. When your colleague takes too many cigarette breaks. If your colleague has bad hygiene and stinks. If your colleague is not organized. Now, this is me. This is where I tick everybody off. A messy desk. Here's my problem. I don't want my desk messy. I have my desk clean, and all of a sudden, everything gets thrown on it. And then there's papers after papers. I'm like, okay, so I got to do this, and I got to do this, and I got to work on this, and I got to work on that. And then, unfortunately, I'm like, oh, to hell with it. So, messy desk. Colleagues not returning borrowed things from your desk. So, can I borrow your highlighter? Can I borrow your Sharpie? Can I borrow the scissors? Oh, I get so gosh darn mad when I don't get that stuff back. I am furious. If you talk on the phone too loudly. Yeah, I was listening to the Dr. Dolly show, and she was talking about this. Ah, that's so funny. You see, something like that could possibly tick off a colleague. If you take too long for lunch, I got to go to the bank, I got to go get gas. You know, a lot of us take too long for lunch. Usually, for me, that's when my fiber kicks in. And then, if you dress inappropriately, women do not want to be overshadowed by somebody else whose boobies are hanging out of their shirt. You can't be doing that kind of stuff. Okay? None of these wardrobe malfunctions. You're there to work. Everybody's trying to work and do a job. Okay? Another thing I would like to add on there that I think a lot of women don't like is if other women feed into the stereotype, right, of trying to overcompensate with their work, with their looks and their dress and dressing slutty, that is really, really annoying. Extremely annoying. And so I think as a woman, I would be really, really frustrated if somebody was flirting with the boss, right, when the rest of us women are sitting there, you know, biting our pencils and working, or if somebody else was trying to drive too scantily or dress too scantily. That would, like, drive me crazy. But look, come on. Okay, we're trying to show that we can compete in the men's world. We're not going to be sitting there trying to wardrobe malfunction our way through this job. That would bother me, okay? Now, men's top issues that they hate with coworkers. One would be a messy desk. Next would be colleagues that are spraying perfume or aftershave. So if you're sitting next to a woman who's spraying perfume and now all of a sudden you got this, I don't know, this tutti frutti, I don't know, island splash stuff, that's kind of annoying. Same thing with aftershave or cologne. A guy's doing that. If you're talking on the phone too loud, being late, taking too long for lunch, eating smelly food comes in six, too many cigarette breaks, colleagues talking too much, not being organized, and then rudeness. Guys don't like it if you're rude. That's interesting. Why wouldn't women bring up the rudeness like the guys are bringing up the rudeness? I wonder if it's because women a lot of times are kind of rude already, and so we're just kind of expecting it, you know? I'd be like, can I have my pen back? Gosh, really? Jeez. Fine. You know, I mean, I'm expecting an answer like that. That's easy. That's, I mean, there's no shock there. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. L-I. All right, so let's, okay, so we're going to talk about again, which is kind of frustrating. Obesity apparently has made it back in the headlines, saying it'll raise a woman's cancer risk by 40%. There's a new British study being reported by drugs.com that obese women have a 40% higher risk of cancer than thinner women. Can I just say, though, my thin women patients that smoke, that won't give up smoking, unfortunately, they comprise a big cancer population because of the smoking. But other than that, when we're looking at breast cancer, when we're looking at endometrial cancer, etc., they're right on. Overall, the Cancer Research UK study found that obese women have about 1 in 4 risk of developing a weight-related cancer in their lifetime. Those include cancers of the bowel, gallbladder, uterus, kidney, pancreas, esophagus, and then, of course, postmenopausal breast cancers. So, what can be going on? Well, we wonder if it's a hormone issue or the estrogen, etc. And remember, fat makes hormones. So if you have hormone-driven type of illnesses, then, or cancer, like, for example, a estrogen-promoting breast cancer, then that could unfortunately be related to excess fat. Same thing with endometrial cancer, okay? Unopposed estrogen, we have more estrogen than the progesterone can offset. You could end up getting endometrial cancer. So we think estrogen is a big part of it. And it's interesting because my women who are a little bit more stout, they will, say, look, you know, when I lose weight, I look older. You know, I love having extra weight in my face. And they're right about that. You know, you do look younger when you're heavier. They're 1,000% right about that. It's just, unfortunately, not that healthy. Okay, we want you to live longer, obviously. So, 40% increased risk. And now, okay, well, so what do we do? Well, don't switch diet sodas, because we just talked about that. That's not going to be good. And so I would probably suggest this, okay? First and foremost, get yourself a nutritionist. We don't appreciate nutritionists as much as we should. Many nutritional consults are actually covered on insurance, all right? But see a nutritionist. If you can't afford it, you don't have health insurance, you can't, I would really recommend looking at these nurse-driven courses that are given at the hospitals. One of my favorite courses out there was given 20-some years ago as a medical student. I went to Desert Springs. It was a, it was a diabetic training course, and we medical students had to go. It was probably one of the best sessions where I learned so much, and I still teach you guys a lot of the stuff I learned at that session. And I'm not saying just go and try to crash free seminars, but a lot of these seminars are free out there, people. You call up the hospital and go, hey, are there any free seminars? And if there are, can I check it out? And even if it's on diabetes, you're like, but I don't have diabetes. On diabetes, they'll talk about weight and diet. Same thing with cholesterol. It doesn't hurt you trying to cut your sugar or cut your cholesterol. So I would recommend that. I would also recommend looking at some of the personal trainers that are in these gyms. All right? Of course, if you have a severe orthopedic injury, you got to be careful. You know, but most of them know not to mess with certain back discs, etc. Interview them, but these personal trainers, they're going to get you to shape. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Boogie woogie, right? The boogie woogie flu is nothing to boogie woogie about. Still seeing flu cases. Flu is still here. So don't think you're out of the woods. Don't start boogie-woogieing because there's no flu. It is still flu season, so be careful about that. I was on Fox 5 yesterday talking about allergies, and we'll probably spend more time talking later this month about allergies and how to prevent it. Many of you guys have been suggesting honey to help prevent some of the symptoms. Some of you guys are into Tabasco sauce. Tabasco sauce I think would be something to help kind of, you know, open up your airways, but definitely not a long-term fix. So we'll definitely spend time talking about allergies, but go to fox5kvvu.com to check out how we talked about allergies. It was really good. Ophelia Young reported, did a great job with that. Some of you have asked me, and I really apologize. I didn't talk about this yesterday. This surgeon out of Las Vegas, an orthopedic surgeon, who I guess was arrested in the sex and drugs thing. And I want to apologize because I heard about it. My husband had read about it the other day. And I don't recall working with the surgeon, but I believe his office is near mine. He's on the west side of town where I live. I have not gone to any of his parties. No, not at all. And he looks familiar. I just don't. It's crazy because usually I know most of the people in the city, not because I've dated them, but because, you know, I've worked with them at one point or another. And so Dr. Andrew Scott Martin was apparently arrested, 47 years old, for allegedly offering MDMA or ecstasy and sex to an undercover officer. Okay? He's an orthopedic surgeon from, I believe he went to Harvard. Alright, his wife, Jennifer Martin, 36 years old, and six other people have been charged with a variety of drug offenses after they were also spotted by the undercover cops. He is facing 10 drug charges, including 3 counts of trafficking, a controlled substance, and 10 years in prison. Apparently, the illicit parties he was having was foiled by an undercover operation which began when people created a covert adult website. In 2013, they were invited to a Frost and Furs party at the home Martin shared with his spouse, and the property, I guess, is worth about $3 million. They had some knowledge of the level of narcotics that was being distributed at the events, but they said the group had been difficult to infiltrate. So the undercover cops posed as a couple dressed up to attend the event. And then I guess it was kind of like swingers type things. So people and couples had intercourse with each other. The pair was forced to leave when the party started getting physical, but one was offered Molly. And then I guess as they left, they were given Molly. And I guess it lowers your inhibitions, and then people, I guess, want to have sex and get all crazy. According to police, I guess Martin was called Scotty, I don't know, and then he invited the pair to another party at the Trump Hotel in January 2014, and I don't think the undercover cops had sex or anything like that. And I guess this theme was called Eyes Wide Shut. I guess that's a Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman movie. Again, am I just completely out of the loop? I had no idea. Then there was a Neon Kitties party. Okay, you know what? I had like a Christmas party, and I mean, you know, it was nice. You know, we had some, you know, like food and you know, candy and everything else. I was wondering why only half the people showed up at my party. Maybe it's because there's all these other parties that are out there. There were good-looking people that were having sexual intercourse with each other. Everybody was very friendly. Officers swarmed his house. Let me see. Are there any other names of the parties? No, I know. I am trying to plan a party for my kid's birthday, and I'm always looking for party ideas, but definitely not anything of this caliber. Boy, scary stuff. I don't understand how you swingers do that. I don't understand how you could just have sex with random strangers. You know, I don't understand that. I guess to me, maybe I'm such a prude where I just have to have, like, you know, it meaning something, and I don't know. I cannot just randomly. I don't know. I don't know how you guys do it. But anyway, so I guess all these people got in trouble and that. So anyway, I unfortunately don't know much about the case. I don't know much. I mean, I'm sure he's, you know, I've been practicing medicine for about 15 years, so I'm sure he's worked on my patients, and I've from what I understand, he was a damn good orthopedic surgeon. But unfortunately, when there's drugs involved, and unfortunately sex parties involved, that does not bode well, especially with the medical board. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you guys take Valtrex, Valcyclovir, and you've been taking it because you get cold sores on your mouth or you get genital herpes. Well, apparently there's a study that came out saying that it could actually be used to treat patients with HIV. This is way cool, all right? They say the results demonstrated that the mechanism by which valacyclovir acts against HIV is not only through the presence of HSV2, all right? Apparently, they studied groups, and they looked at how the medication decreases HIV levels. Now, many of you have asked me, why can't I take my Valtrex for flu? Well, it's a different virus. Some of you have asked, why can't I take the Valtrex or the Valcyclovir for HIV? Well, again, it acts on a different virus. But I would always be like, well, wait a second, you know, antiviral activity, is there something it could do? I just figured the HIV virus was so damn smart that it wouldn't allow us to use another virus's drug. I don't know. But I guess it's activated in virus-infected cells. Okay, that's valacyclovir, and then it blocks the ability of HIV to reproduce. And remember, HIV leads to the immunodeficiency disease known as AIDS. Now, science has thought that valacyclovir helped reduce HIV levels by decreasing the activation caused by HSV2. So if you have fewer immune system cells to attack, then HIV couldn't spread as widely. So, for example, if you had herpes, all right, your HIV could unfortunately worsen because you're dealing with all the, you have all these inflammatory cells trying to fight the herpes type of thing. And now there's inflammatory cells that the HIV could infect. Alright? So that was one of the theories. After conducting laboratory studies with acyclovir, which is a sibling earlier version of valacyclovir, they saw that the medication blocked HIV-1 production even if you didn't have genital herpes. This is pretty damn cool stuff. So, right now, in Peru, they're studying these studies that have been done where half the patients took valacyclovir twice daily for 12 weeks while the other took a placebo. And after a two-week break from any medication, the group switched. Those who previously got placebo got the 12 weeks of valacyclovir and vice versa. And so they looked at how HIV viral loads went down. And when they took the placebo, the HIV viral loads went back up. So the idea of taking Valtrex, which has very little side effect profile, could be monumental. What they're going to have to do, because I know a lot of people are like, why don't I just start taking Valtrex now if there's low side effects? What you have to be very, very careful on, guys, is if you're on retrovirals or you're on HIV medication, you need to be extremely careful about it, any sort of antiviral interfering with the antiviral activity of the drug. Okay, because again, if your antiviral drugs are you know, bigger and better than the Valtrex, you don't want that, you know, you don't want to be sacrificing some of the benefit that the others do. You dig? Okay, so that's why you got to be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And then there's a report in the New England Journal of Medicine that a Boston man, quote-unquote, broke his penis during sex. Again, guys, you don't technically break it, but there are penis fractures, even though there's no bones. Apparently, a 42-year-old Boston man was rushed to Brigham and Women's Hospital after his penis accidentally hit the woman's perineum, which is the space between the vagina and anus. He heard a snap, noticed a rush of blood, etc., suffered a penile fracture. He was treated. And I guess the snap sound was loud, like, you know, that you can hear, I don't know, across the GNC. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.